Music right there from Thurston Moore. That's from his Demolished Thoughts album that came out all the way back in 2011. Okay, not that long ago. And that one was called Benediction. We had the Dum Dum Girls from their new album, Too True. Before that, this is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Fromholt, very happy to welcome back our guests into the studio. They were with us back in the fall, if I'm remembering correctly, just for a chat to hear some of their recorded material. But I made them promise they would come back with the live band, and they are here with us this evening. We're going to hear some music from them and then chat with them, tell you how you can go see them live. They are the Leap Years.
Thank you so much. We're going to start you off with one that's going to be on the EP. It's called On Your Own.
One, two, three, four!
Looking back, I'm about to see. Used to stay up all night, then you disappear. And I'm not sure if a friend's just a little weird. This is exactly what I feared. Here it goes again. Just take it back to the start. Forgiving the first time that you stole my heart. First, I think we're getting closer to falling apart. Why is this so damn hard? A guy's in love. Trying to be smart. This time last year, I won't be seeing you here with me. But we're in a different place this time. And I wish I could rewind. But you seem to be doing just fine on your own. I remember the first time I saw your face. Had a smile that literally lit up the place. But the next moment you wanted space. Thought you were mine, but that wasn't the case. Here it goes again. So just take me back for one more night. Forget the bad times and all the fights. Cause I would fight you to save you with all of my might. And undo these wrongs, cause you were so. This time last year, I won't be seeing you here with me. But we're in a different place this time. And I wish I could rewind. But you seem to be doing just fine on your own. But we're in a different place this time. And I wish I could rewind. This time last year, I won't be seeing you here with me. But we're in a different place this time. And I wish I could rewind. But you seem to be doing just fine. Yeah, you seem to be doing just fine. Yeah, you seem to be doing just fine on your own.
This is another one that's going to be on the EP coming out soon, called Seasons.
You changed me into something more. I swear that you weren't the reason. Falling with the seasons, you change me into something more. And I wish that you weren't the reason. Now I'm falling with the seasons. As the mountains rise and fall, and the leaves change in color, beginning, left without an end. Now I'm stuck inside this winter. When will it be spring again? Spring again. Something more, and I wish that you weren't the reason. Now I'm falling with the seasons. When you change me into something more, and I wish that you weren't the reason. Now I'm falling with the seasons. Oh, the mountains are so clear, yeah, never better. But I cannot plan for this stormy weather. As the months go on here, I'll try the best I can. See that all that is behind me makes me who I am, who I am. Something more, and I wish that you weren't the reason. Now I'm falling with the seasons. When you change me into something more, I wish that you weren't the reason. Now I'm falling with the seasons. Winter, spring, summer, fall, these ups and downs, I've been through it all with you. And as you see, coming past, I should have known it wouldn't last with you. You left me lying on the ground. You left me lying on the ground. And now I'm dying here. And you changed me into something more. I wish that you weren't the reason. Falling with the seasons, you changed me into something more. I wish that you weren't the reason. Falling with the seasons, and now my heart's gone cold again. And now my heart's gone cold again.
This next one we're going to play for you is a little more acoustic than this. You think how more acoustic this thing can get, but it could. Just a ukulele song. It's called Hold My Breath.
Just make one thing. that I will wait until you call my name. And I'll hold my breath, won't you do the same? The same, as I'll stand by you. And I will try to hold my breath, my breath. Don't make me wait till there's nothing left. Been here for the longest time. When we make up your mind, please don't leave me behind. Running low on oxygen, my lungs, they get so weary just knowing that you're not near me. So with this last breath, I'll tell you again that I will wait till you call my name. And I'll hold my breath, won't you do the same, yeah. And I'll stand by you. Yes, I will try to hold my breath, my breath. Don't make me wait till there's nothing left.
Thank you.
Leaf Years, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We're going to chat with them and hear some more live music. Stick around. Lots more to come, and we'll tell you how you can go see them live. That's next on Kaleidoscope.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life.
Oh, my God.
One thing I really like in a radio story.
What's back there?
Nothing. It looks empty.
No, there's someone living back there.
Is a mystery.
I'm not going back there.
There's somebody's hair. There's a head in there.
There's a shrunken head right there.
Mysteries explained each week. This American Life.
It's Saturday at noon and Sunday afternoon at 4 on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I am Juliette Frumholt, joined here in the studio by the members of the Leap Years. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good to be back.
Very happy to have you here. Now, last time you guys were here was last fall, I think,
right.
And you were playing an event for Peace on Fifth. So what was the rest of the fall like for the band?
We actually had a pretty crazy, well, our fall was pretty tame. We just played a few things around campus. We were really focusing on working on our EP, which we ended up recording this December and into January. So that pretty much took up all of our time. We found the five songs we really wanted to focus on and pretty much spent all fall perfecting those five. Then we went up to a studio in Michigan over UD's winter break, and we ended up spending about 8 days in studio and cranking it all out. So it was exciting.
What was that studio experience like?
It was pretty cool, and it wasn't like some like rinky dink someone's basement we went to. We went to this. It was this really nice place we somehow stumbled upon. But we went there. It was very professional. I think it was kind of a new experience for all of us. So we're just kind of like taken aback for the first couple of days and just like how the whole like process went. And I think it took a while for us to kind of get used to like mentally getting prepared to it before
playing
we got
to the metronome
and playing to metronome. Like that was thing they
we've never done that.
Yeah, that was something they get used to too. But I think by like the third or fourth day, we like went in there. We knew what we were doing. Got the headphones on, played our instruments, sang, and it kind of flowed well after that.
You said you picked the five songs you wanted to record and kind of perfected them over the fall before you went into the studio. After you got into the studio, do you feel like those songs evolved throughout that process, or you heard them differently? Or
yeah, honestly, I feel like I felt personally, I don't know about you guys, but the day that we went in there, we were the Leap Years, but when we came out, we were like a completely different band. We had come a long way. So.
With the same name, just too. A different name.
Yeah, same name, but
same people.
We had improved a lot, so it was a great experience.
We had some. We had some people kind of coach us up a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, oh yeah. For sure. Yeah.
We
had a little help.
Yeah. We ended up writing quite a few additions to our songs.
Right.
That last song, Seasons, never had a second verse, and the song will close with our fifth song. never had a chorus to it, and we always were just kind of like, oh, like it's artsy, it's cool that way. And
the producer's like, no, not make it verse chorus.
Yeah. We love you, Josh, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Shout out to Pearl.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to our producer.
It's our producer's birthday.
But yeah, it just kind of made it, it was more eye-opening, because music was always serious, but not to the point where we thought about it in a professional sense, where he was like, all right, he's like, song, really cool, but if you're a listener, just on the average radio listener, he's like, you'll have 5% of musicians will be like, whoa, that was really cool, but you'll have 95% of people being really confused on why there wasn't a flow to it. And we're like, all right, that actually makes a lot of sense. So, you know, right when he said it, we're all just kind of like, come on, man, like, we don't want to do that. And then it slowly developed, and we're like, okay, like, let's take this seriously, let's take it professionally.
Lots of learning.
It turned out much better.
Yeah.
Is that intimidating when you're, especially going into the studio, for the first time? I've heard seasoned bands, you know, that have gone into the studio, you know, many, many times, that say it's intimidating to give another set of ears, you know, a lot of creative input, and kind of say, okay, we're going to step away from ourselves, help us make this better. Is that hard to do, you know, when you first get there, to sort of trust that somebody else's opinion can add value to these things that you've created and crafted over all this time?
I think it definitely is, because you're so set, you're kind of like almost like set in your ways, and you think like, oh, what we have is like perfect. There's no room for improvement. Like, we got this. But that's like the wrong way to look at it. You got to always look that you can improve and change some things and make some things sound better. And just having four ears and like the other people that we've played with, like, still isn't enough. Like, it's good to have more and more input on like what we're doing, and constantly making changes or writing some new stuff to our music to just improve it. We should always feel like we have something like to do. It's never like always about like the finished product, but how we can kind of improve on it. That's kind of what we did in the studio.
Has it changed? Has that experience changed the way you guys are writing songs now?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, like, for the longest time, Kelsey and I always kind of, Kelsey is violin and I'm electric guitar, I should point that out. We kind of just like joined along with whatever Pat and Joe were doing, because they had a lot more experience playing together under their belts. But now, like, in being in the studio, we kind of, like, wrote some parts, and we know that if we're going to write new material from here on out, we've kind of got to take that same approach where everyone has to write their part and we all fit in.
Yeah, and that was kind of the hard part going into it, is because Joe and I have been playing together for, I guess, 2 years now. And so we, you know, the stuff that we had written up to this point was written like for the two, you know, it was written where Joe sings it, plays guitar, I play that.
Yeah.
But now the stuff we write, it's like, oh, this would be a really cool electric guitar part, because now we have that. Or, you know, we're writing more parts that'll have like Kelsey's lyric.
And now we
singing,
got a bass part.
And now we have David.
The new bass player.
Yeah.
This is his first live show, by the way.
Oh, well, congratulations. Awesome. getting your feet wet here on the radio.
It's a fun time.
So you feel like now you're not just, you know, sort of shaping parts around pre-existing material, but sort of writing to the different instrumentation and things like that.
I say that's fair.
Yeah.
Good point. I like that word. I like those words you said.
Yeah. What she said.
So when is the EP set to come out? Do you know yet?
Yeah, we actually just got the first fully mixed single of it last night at like 10. So it will be out in February. We're kind of just going to set a date once we really get it and make sure. So we still have to give it one more listen through to make sure there's no tweaks we want to make, or anything we, you know, catch that we didn't catch the first few times listening through it. But the goal is to have it out by probably mid to late February.
Right. Kind of right around where
the leap year would be.
Yeah, exactly.
Right around there. So that'd be a good time to do it.
Yeah.
Cool. And then moving forward from there, I want to talk about Dayton Does Dayton and all of those gigs. But moving forward from releasing the EP, are you hoping to then go in and record a full length, or are you going to kind of focus on getting the EP out there first and you know, getting it out to the world?
We need to make some money before we go full
length.
We did a Kickstarter for the EP, which was awesome, and everyone that supported us on that, awesome. Thank you so much.
Great.
If you're out there and you supported us, we only really paid like, yeah, I think half out of pocket, something like that. And the other half was covered by the Kickstarter. But yeah, hopefully the selling the EP a little bit will get us on playing some shows, things like that. We'll get us some cash and we can go up there and do a full length. But for now, I think we're set on making some money and getting out of debt a little bit.
Yeah. Doing what we can. Yeah.
Yeah.
completely fair. Absolutely. So you guys are playing Dayton Does Dayton in February. That's kind of the big off-campus event. What's it like to be involved in such a big event? I mean, it's in its fourth year. It's two nights. What's that like for you guys?
Well, I think it was the photo shoot that we had for it where we kind of like met all the different bands. And I think that just kind of opened our eyes to like what like Dayton music was all about and how much like diversity and like, but still like how a lot of people like really supportive like the music, and it's kind of helping us to see like a band that is just kind of playing the campus that wants to kind of branch out more, showing us like the different kind of music that's out there, what kind of places we could be playing. Like we were glad to have the hookup with Dayton Does Dayton, and so like I think just that experience, like being on that kind of stage with like all these different other bands and us young guys just like trying to do what we can, just like seeing them is like a real like inspiration to us and us to keep doing what we're doing and following through with our music.
Now, part of the charm or the signature really of Dayton Does Dayton is that it's local musicians not only playing their own music but covering the material of other local musicians. Are you keeping it a secret who you're covering, or you want to give us a hint, or?
Yeah, we could say, why not?
I don't know. I mean,
we're doing one of Dayton graduate Lauren Elise. If you've heard any of her stuff.
I have, yeah. She's been on the show.
Yeah, she's fantastic. She's so we're awesome doing one of hers. Then we're doing Guided by Voices song as well. So
nice.
We're kind of going old school with them. But yeah.
Is it when you're setting out to do somebody else's music, how do you sort of take it and both honor the original and make it your own? Mm-hmm. How do you tackle that?
I mean, we're still going through the process. We've just kept being kind of getting in the mood of playing these covers and stuff. So we're definitely right in the middle of that process where we are kind of dealing with that, like, okay, like it sounds like this, but like we have this unique sound that we have right here, and I think that will just come out like naturally as we have our parts and like we'll have our harmonies going, and it's just the violin itself just having that have a big role in it too. So I think hopefully it'll just come naturally to us, and I mean we've played a little bit before and it's been sounding pretty good, and we were jamming to the Lauren Elise song and we were just like, you know, heads nodding, like, all right, bump to this.
Well, everyone will get a chance to experience those two and some of your originals at Dayton Does Dayton. That's February 14th and 15th at Jilly's in downtown Dayton. There's all kinds of info up on Facebook, and we'll get a link up on our Facebook. We've already got a link to these guys and their music. They are the Leap Years. Now, other than Dayton Does Dayton, I know you guys have some on-campus events as well. For UD folks that might be listening, give us just a little rundown of what that is.
Yeah. We have on February 7th, the Appalachia Club is actually putting on an event just to raise awareness for things going on in the Appalachia region. So they're going to have a country singer, Jake Ousley, come in. So he's going to be playing all night, and then we're going to be opening for him as well. And then on
Eric Hutchinson
is coming to Dayton March 17th through an organization Tim works with.
I think it's March 21st, actually.
Yeah, March 21st.
Well, it's an organization that Kelsey and I are both a part of, actually.
Yes.
But we're putting on the concert. It's going to be in the UD Recplex. It's a free concert, so if you're a UD listener out there, you should definitely go to that. That's a big show for us, opening for Eric Hutchinson. He was very hard to bring in. Obviously, he's doing pretty well for himself. And for us, the Little Leap Years, to open for Eric Hutchinson, I think, is going to be very exciting.
Yeah.
So,
and then other than those in Dayton Does Dayton, do you have any other, community wide events that you're doing, or going to kind of wait and see what doors open up after February 14th and 15th?
Yeah, that's kind of the goal, especially since that's the first outside show and that's kind of a bigger Dayton show. So that's a good way to get in contact with people in the city, especially since. We had a little bit going after the show we did for London, but then kind of we just took time to focus on the EP and really make sure we could record that. So we kind of took a good month and a half off and didn't really look for any specific shows and just wanted to get our stuff really down packed. And then coming back to school just about 2-3 weeks ago now, we're just kind of trying to get back in the swing of things. So we're hoping that show is going to put us in contact with some other people and after that, we're really just hoping to start playing a lot more shows in the city.
Excellent. So we'll look forward to a big spring from you guys.
That's the hope.
Yeah. Right, Dave?
Yeah.
if people want to keep tabs on what you're doing throughout the year, where should they connect with you online?
Well, I have actually just created an official website for us. It's leapyearsmusic.com or .wix, sorry, /theleapyears. So that's got all kinds of information about the latest stuff coming up and gigs, and it's got a bunch of pictures and stuff from our Michigan experience and videos and whatnot.
And
so.
Facebook.
Oh yeah, and Facebook, of course.
And Twitter. So. Got all your
bases.
But the website for sure. That's a new big thing. It has everything you want. It has the Facebook and Twitter on it. So
Kelsey did an awesome job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Excellent. Well, shall we hear some more live music?
I think that's
fair. Good. Yeah.
Excellent. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and hear some more live ones from the Leap Years. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Stick around. Lots more to come.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. Coming up on the next On Point, we'll dive into President Obama's State of the Union address and the state of the Obama presidency. That's coming up on the next On Point from NPR.
Tonight at midnight on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Our guests are the Leap Years. They're playing at the Dayton Does Dayton Music Festival. It is Friday, February 14th, and Saturday, February 15th at Jilly's in downtown Dayton. We've got details up on our Facebook page as well as information on how you can connect with the Leap Years. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio, but don't head over there just yet. Sit back, relax, and listen to some more live music.
Please just relax, kick back. Except if you're in a car, just pay attention. This next one is a cover by Two Door Cinema Club called Undercover Martin.
Spoke words that would melt in your head. She spoke words of wisdom. The basement people, the basement, many surprises await you. And the basement people, the basement. Hear the last time, you know they're gonna find you. Sit in the car, since you're not up to going out on the main streets, completing your mission. Hear the last time, you know they're gonna find you. Sit in the car, since you're not up to going out of the main streets, completing your mission. She spoke words that would melt in your head. She spoke words of in the basement people, in the basement, many surprises await you. In the basement people, in the basement, yeah. Yeah, the last time, you know they're gonna find you. Sit in the car, since you're not up to going out on the main streets, completing your mission. Yeah, the last time, you know they're gonna find you. Sit in the car, since you're not up to going out on the main streets, completing your mission. Of wisdom, in the basement people, in the basement, many surprises await you. In the basement people, in the basement, yeah. Yeah, the last time, you know they're gonna find you. Sit in the car, since you're not up to going out on the main streets, completing your mission. Oh, yeah, the last time, you know they're gonna find you. Sit in the car, since you're not up to going out on the main streets, completing your mission.
This is our last one. It's the title of our EP that's going to be coming out mid-February. And this one's called Just Some Things. How could I be missing something I've been wishing for? Why try to remember what I never had a memory of? Oh, am I caught in self-denial? 'Cause I can barely keep my heart still. I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do. Tell myself I'm okay, how am I to pull through? There is no you, these are just some things you never knew. I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do. Tell myself I'm okay, how am I to pull through? There is no you, these are just some things.
I'm going through some healing until I can trust a feeling again. And if there's someone that he's seeing, then I'll have no problem being a friend. Although I can't help but imagine, they say that anything can happen.
I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do. Tell myself I'm okay, how am I to pull through? There is no you, these are just some things I never knew. I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do. Tell myself I'm okay, how am I to pull through? There is no you, these are just some things you never knew. I'll work and no gain. What's keeping me away? What's keeping me away? What's keeping me away? What's keeping me away? If things don't go my way, everything will be okay. Everything will be okay. Everything will be okay. Everything will be maybe I should stop trying. I'm way too busy lying to myself. I get so caught up in believing that I end up really needing your help. If it's not her, then it's another. Until then, I will love her. I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do. Tell myself I'm okay, how am I to pull through? There is no you, these are just some things you never knew. I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do. Tell myself I'm okay, how am I to pull through? If there is no you, these are just some things you never knew.
The Leap Year is live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Kaleidoscope rocks.
Thank you. My pleasure. Check these guys out at Dayton Does Dayton. It's February 14th and 15th at Jilly's in downtown Dayton. All the details and links to their brand new website and their Facebook page at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Connect with them. And go see him at Jilly's in February. Thanks again, guys.
Come on down. Thank you so much.
Right now, we're going to hear from another band that's going to be playing at Dayton Does Dayton from their new album, Here Are the Repeating Arms.